and welcome to the second Small Piper podcast. And this week I thought I would do a pipe tune. I kind of realised that there's quite a few pipers out there, and by doing flute tunes then you guys can't play them. But anybody else who plays any other instrument can indeed play the pipe tunes. So that's cool. Now the difficulty that I've had is that most of the pipe tunes that we perform have got extra keys and extra notes in them, and I wanted to try and keep it so that everyone can definitely play the tune that I do. But because of that, I don't have kind of performance tunes that we play that have been recorded that don't have the extra notes. So what I've done today is I've recorded a tune that I've written, which is a tune that I use in workshops, and it's a duet that I've written. And I've taken the program that you can get on Mac called GarageBand, and I've put together a very cheesy kind of backing for it so that you can hear it. So here is my cheesy version of the Dusty Pipes for you. One, two, three. So what I'm going to do now is play it through bit by bit, just like I did with the flute tunes, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to split it, sort of two bars, and then repeat those two bars, then repeat those two bars, then repeat those two bars, and then four bars, and then repeat those four bars, and then the whole thing, and repeat it. It may be that splitting it up like this isn't actually necessary, because it's an audio and it's not a live radio performance. You can actually stop it and rewind it, but then you might like it that way. So what I'd like to know is doing it like this in a podcast necessary, or should I just play it through slowly several times? That's kind of what I would like to find out from you guys, and then I can do that in the next one and see if that was better, easier. I've actually got a better microphone than I had last week. I was just using the computer microphone, but now I've got a headphone set thing that we've managed to finally get working with the Mac, so hopefully the pipes is good and the voice is good and just hopefully everything's good. So this is the Dusty Pipes, taken nice and steadily. So this is bars 1 and 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. And the first two bars again. One, two, three, four. And this is bars three and four. One, two, three, four. And again, one, two, three, four. And here is bars one, two, three, and four. One, two, three, four. And again, one, two, three, four. And now for bars five and six. One, two, three, four. And again, one, two, three, four. And bars seven and eight of the first part. One, two, three, four. And again, one, two, three, four. And now bars five, six, seven, and eight all the way through. One, two, three, four. And again, one, two, three, four. And now the whole of the A part through twice. One, two, three, four. Now for the B part. So here's bars one and two. One, two, three, four. And again, one, two, three, four. Bars three and four. One, two, three, four. Once more. One, two, three, four. And bars five and six of the B part. One, two, three, four. And again, one, two, three, four. Bars 7 and 8 of the B part. 1, 2, 3, 4. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4. And now the B part, bars 1 to 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. One, two, three, four. And B part, bars 5, 6, 7, and 8. One, two, three, four. And again. One, two, three, four. And now the whole of the B part. One, two, three, four. That was okay. Let me know if that works or not. Of course, the dots are on the page, on the Small Piper blog page. I'll find the address for you in a bit. Here is Dusty Pipes all the way through now. One, two, three, four. Dusty Pipes all the way through. One, two, three, four. Thank you. cool. And now I'm going to play you a version, the first version that I played you, the cheesy version. I'm going to play it again, but this time without the tune part in it, so that you can kind of play along without the tune, so you're the author tune yourselves. I can also put this up without both pipe parts if you want, but I'll just put it up without the tune. 1, 2, 3. All for this week. I hope that you enjoyed the tune. I hope that you managed to learn it, or at least try and play it, which was cool. If you could give me some feedback on whether splitting it up into the different groups, the different bars, sort of bars 1 and 2, and then bars 3 and 4, if you could give me feedback on whether that works or not, or whether I should just play the whole thing through slowly, then that would be wicked. There'll be links to all the websites from the front of our website, which is www.smallpiper.co.uk, and that would be absolutely great. Thanks for listening. Bye.